Okay, at this point, will Whitney Town Advisory Board please come to order for February 26, 2026? Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Let the record show that we have a full board attendance. Do we have anybody from Clark County at this point? Any Clark County staff? Okay. First item, next item rather. Public comments. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public on items that are on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Do we have anybody that wishes to speak on from the public at this point on any on the item? No one at this time? Okay. Next item is approval of the minutes for January 15th, 2026. We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for January.
It wasn't noted that you were absent on the minutes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. It was. Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's up.
Yeah. Yeah, excuse. It's on the top.
Okay, all right.
Top section.
That's fine.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to accept the minutes for January 15, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Five. Oh, okay. I guess I can. Two abstains then? Two abstentions? I wasn't here either. Two abstentions and three yeses. Approval of the agenda for February 26, 2026. Do we have a motion on the floor for that?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion for approval of the agenda as presented.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor for approval of the agenda for February 26, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Information items. Do we have any informational items? None at this time. Okay. Next item. Planning and zoning. ET 26400005 WS 190607 Diamond Stephanie LLC third extension of time for waivers of the development standards to commence the following. 1, reduced parking. 2, reduced parking lot landscaping. 3, reduced distance to call box. And 4, trash enclosure separation. Design review for a multifamily residential development of 1.87 acres in a residential multifamily 32 zone, generally located east of Stephanie Street and south of Hacienda within Whitney. And we have applicant.
The is about to send out a revision on the civil plans. Once they get that revision approved, they will be able to receive their building permit as the last thing they're waiting for. So we should expect that to get back in the next 30 to 45 days. At that point, they are ready to do everything certainly. So that's all to say, they are on the point of our plan. They are close, and that is just the last thing. I recognize the staff's recommending denial of this application, but there has been significant time that has spent. What exactly has been done. So that'll close my presentation.
Our next step is, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak on this item? Up to the podium, state your name, spell your last name, 3 minutes for discussion.
Mark Fire, FDIR, 535 Middle High Street, Dunkirk Village. Dunkirk, what's the back of their plans? 3 feet of Dunkirk Village is actually on their side of the perimeter wall that we have, which they are aware of. Made aware for the last 6 years, we've been waiting for a project to be built down. Sound is that you said you hear something that might change. What I can say is on their distance to the entrance on Stephanie Street, which says on there that they wanted to get closer up. Very low room between when their plans were from the entrance to the street and Stephanie Street is 6 years out from when they originally made plans. It's just an incredibly busy street. It gets backed up as it is, especially during the night. Sometimes it's just a bad street to take away any parking. Any other tenants with the land area there? That's all.
Okay.
I would actually say, Dr. Bill, you always had to work previously with the senior. 2 years ago, a year ago, I talked to the gentleman who presented the We're all years.
Anyone else for, please come up.
My name is Karen Jefferson, 575 East Custing in the Avenue. That property is going to go across from us. I guess I'm here to find out information. But my concerns are, are we going to do any type of track control devices, sidewalks, like what exactly is going to happen with that property going up there? How many units is that going to be? And like he also said, the traffic right now is horrendous. When you're trying to make that turn, I'm trying to make the turn right turn onto Stephanie, or a left turn onto Stephanie, it's very difficult. So those are my concerns. Like, what improvements is the county going to do to help when they decide to do that, or who's going to be responsible for all? That's my concern.
Anything else? Is there anyone else? At this point, I'm closing it to the public, and the applicant can answer some questions.
Sure. So, that there will be parking
At this point, I'm opening it up to the board, and this is basic, is there anyone that would like to discuss on this board? Okay, this side. Okay.
So this was approved, and you said that there was a traffic study 6 years ago. However, the county has put out a improvement plan that is supposed to be happening down Stephanie. And I remember when this came up in the first place, and you guys had talked about on street on Stephanie parking and with the traffic back then. I know I was absolutely opposed to this because of many things, but that was one of them. With this new improvement plan, at least what was like shown to us, they're widening Stephanie, and so they're putting another lane in. So your parking on the street won't exist. And so I'm kind of definitely that it's out of date with everything that has been presented to us. And I agree that I live down the street off of Hacienda, and it is a mess now. And so to have, you know, 60 units, potentially if two people have a car coming out, to have that much more traffic coming in and out and no signals or anything, if anything, a new traffic study absolutely has to be done. As for improving that property, it would be fantastic, right? Because we keep seeing the homeless encampments go up over and over again. You guys eventually come through and clean them out. But so I'm not against improvement, but not necessarily this project this way with the lack of parking.
Anyone else?
I'm going to concur with everything that Jeanette just said. It's been 6 years since this came up. I was against the development then myself. We want something there. This is three stories. And I know you're running this way, east and west, so you're not going to be facing Duck Creek. Am I correct? Is that still the same?
Correct.
Okay.
Buildings are actually
towards the south, yeah. Right. Okay. But still, you know, three stories is an awful lot. That's going to tower over their building. You know, I was against that for that reason, too. I agree with the street. I think a complete road study needs to be done, traffic study. I live down the street here also, and I know what it's like. I drive it almost every day up and down Stephanie Street. And to have your folks parking out on the street with if planning can tell us anything about the current status of this road change on the road, anything come up on that recently? Okay, we don't have anything in your documentation about that. Okay, but I mean that's another thing that's definitely has to be addressed. The gentleman brought up another good point: 50 feet. For, again, since this came about, it's been 6 years, and the whole area has changed. So from 100 to 50 feet, if you're trying to get in and out of this gate, it's a big difference today with the amount of traffic that's on the road. I think that needs to be looked at, too. And the revision that you're talking about, what is that?
A revision to the solar ordinance, it's basically for the building department came out with comments on something that they need to put on the design itself and change, but it's something very technical, which I'm not exactly what that changes.
It's not changing anything with the plans?
It's not changing because it would have to go back.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
So this is strictly to get it out.
So you physically have the financing right now, you said. We've been hearing this for the last three extensions, waiting on financing, waiting on financing. I mean, did you have any change that maybe the project wasn't that great to get the financing? I mean,
I all I can say is I got confirmation today that they're.
Okay. That's all I have right now.
Is there anyone else? Chris?
No, I mean, I think the timing of this project is unfortunate. You know, it got approved in January, we had COVID in March. We couldn't do anything for a year and a half. We got the second extension. Interest rates doubled, so I understand, like, that's why I'm thinking there's been a lot of things. Like, in the times. But I think the one significant thing, and I know it's a weird spot, it's a very weird thing, like all the things we deal with in this community are infill, so they're triangles, they're oddly shaped, everything here is going to be a little, but we desperately need that help. We need to build housing, and density on busy streets is the only way to do it. So I support that, but I think 6 years and what has happened with the Beezer Hall, all the homes we've developed in those that time, the traffic is, I think that the traffic study is something that needs to be revisited. Because there may be stuff where we need stop signs and stuff now where there might not have been that in 6 years ago.
Well, are you able to give us an update about the Stephanie project? Because that's what we've been talking about. The early stuff that we had seen had also talked about widening Stephanie, not like just right here, but further to at that intersection of Hacienda, where this is.
So, yeah, so that's not that highway.
Can I just clarify something? What you just said, the original plans that we saw for the restructure of Stephanie, that's kind of going by the wayside, so we can't even take that into account. So Stephanie then is going to change completely, and we don't know what it's going to look like. No, that's what I'm saying. So it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. It's a long way down the road. Right.
I still stand by that a new traffic study needs to be
done. A whole new traffic study.
Yeah, because it backs up like every, it used to be just the rush hour in the morning, like going to and from, and now it's all day, like 8 to 5, and it backs all the way up to the intersection.
Anyone else on the board? Greg?
So I'm pretty much concur with everybody. I think the traffic study needs to be done. Stephanie is a big thoroughfare for homes, kind of like in the Wetlands Park area up to Galleria. You know, behind Galleria, they're putting in that big lot. There's like 1,000 homes going in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be even more traffic. At the same point, though, as Chris is making, we do want to backfill. We have these empty lots. Let's fill them up. Let's do something. Certainly, you know, affordable housing. So I don't know, maybe reconfigure it, the short throat depth. I mean, now your traffic is just going to be backing up onto Stephanie. You know, we're already, and Stephanie is busy. I mean, it's busy. I mean, I travel it. A lot of times, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to go down Russell. So I think if you do the traffic study and get that refreshed, and apparently now we're not going to maybe not have an issue with parking on Stephanie, but still that traffic flow, yeah. You know, so. Yeah, I think the traffic study would be important.
Anyone else? Do we have a motion?
Well,
I'm happy to make a motion. I'm going to turn my page.
Okay.
Make a motion for the
third extension of time for waivers and development standards, ET 26400005, and the design review, excuse me. I make a motion for denial.
Okay, at this point, we have a motion on the floor for ET 26005, WS 190607, Diamond LLC, for denial. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Well, no. We have four in favor of the denial and one opposed.
I'm going to make a motion. Approval with the condition they refresh the traffic study.
Right. 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 We have it then, right? Okay. Your next step then basically really is Board of Commissioners, County Commissioners, and that's on the 18th of March. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, next item is general business. Do we have any general business at all to report? Okay. And the next item is comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments on the general public matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this would be done by the chairperson or board of by majority vote. At this point, do we have any comments? Any comments for general public? None. Okay. Whoops. We do. Anything else? Okay. Next is the next meeting will be on March 12th, 2026, unless otherwise posted. And
if we do have a meeting on March 12th, I will not be able to attend.
Okay. We got that. Okay. And the next is adjournment.